sink and had that proverbial talk in the mirror with myself. And it was good angel, bad angel. It was you can do this, positive thinking. And there was don't blow it. You know, this is your last chance. So it was a remarkable meeting. I've never done that before. And, you know, I tell about it in the book.
Cohen also tells Fox News that no doubt that was the highlight of his career. Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, it's a hard knock fight for me. Anyway, welcome everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, had many occasions where I wanted to take a brick and throw it through my computer screen or television screen over the course of the week, and not because of the volatility in the markets. Just for the asinine comments and stories that are being put out there. Some of which, one Trump tweet wipes out X trillion dollars in global markets. Where did the money go? Did it go to money heaven? Did the money die and go to money heaven? And are there dogs and cats there, too? Yeah, it's wiped out. It's gone. And it's gone. It's not gone. It's just transferred, for crying out loud. Anyway, you know what? Why not? We'll get into the volatility in the markets this past week due to trade issues. Listen, markets been getting a little long in the tooth. Anyway, had a nice run-up since the beginning of the year. And oftentimes what happens is that you look for an excuse to sell. Many people, many traders out there, many big firms, they look for an excuse to sell, to come out of a position, nothing wrong with that, and take some profits off the table and re-enter at a latter period of time. We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't time markets. It's an exercise in futility. It is. Because you don't know. You don't know. Well, according to news, Donald Trump puts out a tweet, and can wipe out a couple tree, and he can put out another tree, and then markets are going to go back up. When's that tweet going to come? I don't know. Nor do you. So guess what? I choose not to play that stupid game. I know many, many people like to, and many people will lose. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Like, oh, I know. Let's, oh, what is it? What do the pictures look like on CNBC or Bloomberg? Are traders looking distraught and holding their heads? Oh, no, markets are down. Let me tell you something. This is so stupid. It's like all of a sudden when markets go down, all traders and all the pits have lost money. Wrong. Maybe that trader lost money at some day, one day in the past, at some point in time. But plenty of traders make a hell of a lot of money when markets go down, too. So, yes, it is part of the great conspiracy to keep everyone poor and stupid. It is. They want you in the dark. They want you believing that they are that much brighter than you are. Anyway, here was a story. Before all the tweets came out, nearly 90% of the 70 financial asset classes tracked by Deutsche Bank posted positive total returns in dollar terms this year through April. Total returns capture the effects of both price movements and cash received, such as dividends or bond coupons. They say it's been like a bungee jump or on a slingshot. Does this worry some investors? Yeah, I guess. But when stock markets go up, I get nervous in the sense that, not so much nervous. I just become preoccupied with rebalancing our clients' portfolios. For example, Bob Jones, I've come up with a guy. My client Bob Jones has a certain portion of his portfolio in tech stocks or utilities or whatever it may be. It doesn't matter. And that portion of the portfolio has grown. Where it used to be 10%, it's now maybe 15, 16%. What we need to do is we need to adjust that portfolio and take down to 10%, reallocate assets to other areas. And if everything is going up in tandem, well, maybe we trim a portfolio and we get it down to size and we sit in cash a little bit. So, there's some tweets there. We can buy when the markets come back down. I've described this before. I described this before as it's a Mr. Miyagi way of doing things. And why do I mention Mr. Miyagi? Come on, people. We all saw. You all saw the Karate Kid. How many times did you see the Karate Kid at the movie theater? I know I saw it a few times. Mr. Miyagi in his Banzai Tree. Cut here, snip there, to take care of the bonsai tree. The same thing with your portfolio. You cut here and you snip there. What you do not do is when you see markets getting a little crazed or volatile, do you take the tree and pull it out of the ground and say, oh, I'm going to stick it back in the ground later and it'll be safer. No. Unfortunately, that's what way too many people do out there. I brought this up not too long ago here on the program. It was interesting. They actually came up with the numbers. If you bought the day before Lehman Brothers failed, it was a Friday. I remember that weekend. Phone off the hook. At a party on Friday evening with people that are that I know that were actually in the industry, and a lot of them were really distraught. And I can say that I was a bit concerned about the volatility that was going to happen forward, but I'm an even keel guy when it comes to markets. I am, because I know stuff is going to happen from time to time. Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Kind of like, hey, gee whiz, I live on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Guess what happens here from time to time? Hurricanes. But anyway, yeah, it was September 12th, 2008. If you bought that day, and let's say you bought a total market index, and you obviously know what happens after that. You just bought that day. Just that day. Didn't keep mine, but you just bought that day. You'd be up 140, 150%. Oh, yeah, next year was a tough year. Yeah, you looked at your portfolio, and you bought on September 12, 2008, that weekend. The Wizards are smart, couldn't find a way to bail out Lehman Brothers. Crash, bang, boom. And what was the, what they called it, the Devil's Low, 666? The Devil's Low hit in 2009. What was it, March, if I'm not mistaken? March of 2009. Boy, you had a rough year. A really rough year. But here we are, 2019. You're up 140, 145%. You know how much more you'd be up to if you were dollar cost averaging and buying on a regular basis, putting money away on a regular basis? Do you have any idea what your returns would be? This is what makes a successful investor. This past week, again, it's like clockwork. Market's down 400 points. Market's down. Oh, my God. Look at the futures. Where are they going to be? My phone starts ringing. My email box fills up. Oftentimes, it's with new listeners to the program. People have been tuned in for a long period of time. It's also a lot of radio show hosts and others looking to book me to come on and discuss the volatility in the market and what it means for investors. What it means for investors. How do I answer? Put yourself in my position. Think about that for a second. What it means for investors. Each individual investor is different. Is different. If there's an investor out there that hasn't had his financial plan set up the right way, let's say, we'll give another, Bob Smith. Bob Smith is retired. And Bob Smith is, he likes his stockbroker, and he likes to trade the market. He's been doing real well. And all of a sudden, market starts selling off and there's a bit of a correction. But Bob Smith needs his portfolio to help him pay the bills. Uh-oh. That's not a good place to be in, is it? When you're faced with bills at the end of the month and your portfolio is down and you got to sell stocks into weakness? You got to sell stocks into weakness to pay the bills. Is that proper financial planning? No. For that investor, market's going down. Well, yeah, it matters to that investor. It does. But that's not a very smart investor. It all depends on who you are. If you've got a long-term time frame like you should when it comes to stocks, always, what do you care? If you're dollar cost averaging, you're saying to yourself, oh, market's coming down this month. I'm going to be able to pick up and add to my portfolio at some lower prices. That'll be great. I'm buying some stuff on sale. It's all a matter of perspective and how you go about looking at things. Everyone's situation is unique and different. You know, I've talked about this when it comes to highlighting track records and how it's impossible for us to have a single track record at Markowski Investments because we're not a hedge fund. We don't operate that way. We've got lots of hedge, well, if you want to call them, they're not even hedge funds. We've got lots of individual portfolios set up for each individual client because everyone's situation is unique and different. And when it comes to individuals out there that need to access their portfolio, need to have cash to pay bills, well, that's a whole other thing. You know what? We'll get into that. I wrote a column about that a few years ago, and I think it's maybe time we bring that up again. It's the old portfolio. We call it the portfolio fire drill. We're going to go over. You know what? We'll do that when we get back. Take a quick break right here. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We're going to do the portfolio fire drill when we get back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, I'll give you my thoughts very quickly. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this today. We have talked extensively, given you my opinion on trade and trade deals here in the past. And I'm a free trade guy. I am. I'm a free trade guy. But how should free trade agreements work? They should, well, they could be about a paragraph long. I won't subsidize our companies. We won't help them out. We're not going to put tariffs on your stuff. We're good, right? That never works out that way. Never. Never does. That's why I get a kick out of these trade deals that they spend years putting together, like the TPP. Why does a trade deal need to be thousands of pages long? Why? If it's free trade, why does it need to be thousands of pages long? Anyway, when it comes to the trade issues we're dealing with the Chinese right now, I could give a darn, quite honestly, about trade deficits. Really don't care. They don't bother me. I think that's more of a political tool than anything else. But intellectual property protection is of the utmost importance. That needs to be the focus. The protection of intellectual property. We build things. We create things. We cannot have another country come in and just take our stuff. And a good way of maybe describing this is that if you are a restaurant owner and you have one of your supply guys, let's say your fish guy, and your fish guy is delivering the fish, but every single time he delivers the fish, he comes into the restaurant and he steals a bunch of your chef's recipes and then goes ahead and opens up his own restaurant. That's a problem. I don't want to do business with people like that. I don't want to have forced technology transfers where that would be, oh, okay, I'm not going to give you any fish unless you give us your recipes. Same thing. I don't want to do business with people like that. It needs to be dealt with. Anyway, back to what we were discussing. All right, fire drills. We all had them when we were in school, right? We all had them when we were in school, and I remember oftentimes we'd have fire drills in the middle of winter in upstate New York. They weren't too comfortable, but I also do remember from time to time getting out of a test or a quiz in class, and we wanted to get out of there because we weren't really prepared and knew the answer, and we were asking and commiserating outside in the freezing cold to figure it out, and teachers trying to prevent us from doing that. Yeah, good luck with that. Anyway, I guess the fire drills did serve some purpose in preparing the student body in case our all-brick buildings caught fire. The only drills that I never really seemed to understand. And how many people out there remember, old enough to remember, bomb drills? Yeah, they stopped when I was in either the fourth or fifth grade. The bomb scare alarm would come on, and you would go underneath your desk and put your head between your leg, grab your head, and the whole time I'm thinking, I was a kid, I was in fourth and fifth grade, but I was certainly smart enough to know that there was no way that hiding underneath my desk was going to save me from a nuke. Remember in the terrible Indiana Jones movie with the aliens and the skulls and the crystal skull, something like that. Remember he escaped a nuke by hiding in an oven? Yeah, hiding underneath the desk, not going to work. Anyway, let's take a look right now. Okay, you're one of the people out there, new listener to the program. Haven't gotten on the Markowski Investments program, the Watchdog on Wall Street program, and you're all scared and worried about Trump tweets. Worried about Trump tweets, worried about volatility in the markets. Guess what? You know what I'm going to suggest you to do? That's what I want you to do right now. I want you to listen very carefully. It is simple and easy. The Markowski Investments Watchdog on Wall Street Portfolio Fire Drill. Remember, walk, don't run. First thing you need to do is you have to figure out and be honest. Don't mess around. Be honest. How much money? How much money are you going to need to take out? You need to utilize from your portfolio for the next 5 years. That's right, five. Playing it safe. What do we do? Think about it. I don't care if it's housing, healthcare, food, everything else in between. Got it? This is obviously, without a doubt, quite pertinent to retirees. Individuals planning on getting out of the workforce, retiring soon. Or individuals that might need funds to make a down payment on a home or other large expenses, such as a college education. We're going to take a quick break. I want you to think about that for a second. How much money would I need, cash, am I going to need out of my portfolio over the next 5 years? Leo Fiber. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At around 2:30 Eastern Time, President Trump will detail a new plan on immigration, although Democrats are already poo-pooing the plan and any ideas the president has. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy has a message for those Democrats.
I could be convinced, but I'm not convinced right now that all of my colleagues on the Democratic side really want to fix it, because I think some, not all, but some see this as a great political issue. We got to start thinking about the next generation and stop thinking about the next election so much.
Totally outrageous. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to a White House letter rejecting demands for documents and testimony related to the Mueller report.
It says the president is above the law and Congress has no right to investigate any of the actions of the president, hold him accountable in any way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. It is someone the only The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to make this through. I'm going to give you a few examples. Say we got Bob Smith, a retiree. He needs to take out $18,000 a year from his or her portfolio. Bob could be a he or a she. Today's day and age, I'm being politically correct. So anyway, they're going to need $90,000. $90,000 of that portfolio. But they need to take out $18,000 a year from the portfolio. $90,000 of that portfolio has to be in nothing riskier than short-term bonds. Period. The end. I don't care how much you like that hot stock. I don't care what you think about the markets. I don't care what your schlock broker is telling you. 5 years. 5 years is a pretty darn good buffer. If you have 5 years of cash that you're going to need to live on, set and ready to go, market fluctuations aren't going to scare you, are they? Same thing for a family. You might need to dip into their portfolio. Let's say they need to grab over the next few years. They got a couple kids. They're going to put $100,000 towards their kids' at college education. That money needs to be in nothing. Nothing but short-term instruments. Nothing riskier than short-term bonds. That is one that I get all the time. It boggles my mind. I get people that send me emails, call us up, and ask me what stocks they should buy. What stocks they should buy with the cash they have saved up to buy a new home. And they will, when do you want to buy this new home? Oh, either this year or next year. Huh? No, not even short-term bonds in that situation. You're in cash. That's it. You're in cash. You don't want to avoid any transaction costs. You don't know when you're going to find the home. What happens? What happens if you, I don't care if you could save $60,000 for a down payment on a home. And let's say something crazy happens. Who knows? And the market tanks by 20%. Guess what? Now you're down. Now you don't have the money for your down payment on your house. This is just being smart. This is our portfolio fire drill. As for everybody else out there, relax. Relax. Bloody market sell-offs, corrections happen. They happen often. And if you're smart and you're a long-term investor, they're looked upon as an opportunity, not a reason to panic. If you got your bloody financial plan done the right way, meaning what? What does that mean? Right way. A goal centric portfolio that gives you options throughout your life, that focuses on building wealth over the long term. You're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. Do not listen to these. I was going to say something. I caught myself. I did. Do not listen to these idiots, these wizard, so-called, self-proclaimed, wizard of smart financial engineers all over the television giving you an opinion about what's going to happen next and what you should do with your money. Don't do it. They're on the television. They're on the radio. What is our motto here? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. All these people that think that they've got an algorithm, they've got a way, they've got some sort of shortcut, some easy way to riches. Or better yet, these are the people that tell you they know what's going to happen tomorrow. They're charlatans. You get it? They don't know. You know, the whole people out, and sometimes you see this stuff through the certain sites out there, guys will tell you, stock market's going to crash, this is going to happen, world is going to end, sky's going to fall. There's newsflash, and I've done this before here on the program. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're right. They're all right. The world is going to end, but it's going to only happen once. So why bother? Why bother? Your efforts are about as futile as hiding under one's desk to avoid a nuclear holocaust. Think about it. Hey, you get those guys out. Hey, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're pitching their gold and silver. Come on. Come on. At least be a little bit more creative with your apocalyptic safety nets out there. Anyway, there you have it. Markowski Investments, watchdog on Wall Street, portfolio fire drill. Figure it out. Not we're here to help you. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, annuity help kits, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. I'm
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I don't go on the Twitter. I don't go on the Twitter. I don't follow people on the Twitter. My Facebook page is attached to the Twitter. And I guess I have a ton of followers there. And I really, whenever I post something on our Facebook fan page, it goes up on the Twitter. For some reason, I have no idea what my Twitter password is. It was set up by somebody else. I don't even think I can get on the thing, for crying out loud. But neither here nor there. I guess there's a whole world out there where people like to say all sorts of nasty things and throw barbs at one another. You know what? I'll be like that. I just got to stay clear. So anyway, this story was brought to my attention last week. I actually got several emails on this. And again, because it was J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan Chase, I guess, has a hashtag thingamajig they do. Hashtag Monday Motivation. Monday Motivation. And they put out a hashtag Monday Motivation tweet that read as follows. You. Why is my balance so low? Your bank account answers. Make coffee at home. Bank account, eat the food that's already in the fridge. Bank account, you don't need a cab. It's only 3 blocks. You? I guess we'll never know. Bank account? Seriously? Hashtag Monday Motivation. Oh, my Lord, merciful. Did the left-wing loons come out of the woodwork and decide to go after J.P. Morgan Chase? How dare? How dare they actually tell people to be responsible and to save money and to put money away? How dare they? And you, again, I followed up on some of this and the people claiming that, oh, my God, poverty is not anyone's individual thought. It's all structure. I mean, the BS that's coming out. Listen, I come down hard on J.P. Morgan Chase and all the big banks all the time. But suggesting that people might want to put more money away, that might want to save a little bit more money, is somehow bad. Again, you get the people out there talking about bailouts. First and foremost, I get it, which is a good point, but J.P. Morgan Chase didn't need a bailout. They didn't need a dime. In fact, J.P. Morgan Chase were the ones that rode in and saved Bear Stearns in the end. They prevented a complete collapse. They bought all of Bear Stearns for what, like $2 a share? So no, they weren't. Let's just put it this way. They didn't need a bailout back at that point in time. However, just because you don't like the messenger doesn't mean that their message is wrong. We oftentimes here on this program give countless examples of people calling up, wanting all sorts of help with their financial plan, putting money away, and guess what? Not only is their bank account empty, but their credit card balance is in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Personal responsibility. You want it when? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Balance, right? I think I've said this before. It was a Jesuit priest years ago. He said, I heard it, everything in life in moderation. I talk about bank accounts that are empty, credit card balances that are through the roof. And these are people with credit card balances that are through the roof that are, it's not for medical expenses, it's for stuff. For stuff so they can look good on their Facebook page. Again, keeping up with the Joneses has been put on steroids due to social media and the world that we live in. And the consumer culture to me is sad. Be wrong. I like to spend money on others. I like to spend money on my family. I like to do things. I get it. But first things first, every single month I pay myself. I don't carry any credit card balance ever. Use credit cards for everything. Collect points. People, you can do it. And guess what? You can still enjoy your life. You can still enjoy your life. You can still go out. You can still do things. But once it gets hard, people start living a life that is not real. I guess that's maybe what I'm trying to get across, is not honest. Then you run into problems. They're not honest with themselves. And it's very, very difficult to pull back. There was I'm a big Godfather fan, as you all well know. I'm constantly sub-referencing the film. Godfather 3. That wasn't a very popular Godfather film. I don't care what people say. I thought it was fine. I thought the movie was great. Michael Corleone, just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Right? He's raging. Michael Corleone is all upset. He's raging. He just avoided an assassination attempt. And he's trying to get his family out. He wants to go completely legitimate. Look at Michael Corleone. How he constantly, look at all of the wreckage. See the movie. His wake and his life. And what he was left with. In the end. Remember how the end of Godfather 3, all by himself, and a in Sicily and a chair, sitting by himself with a little dog by his feet, nobody around. And then you can compare and you can contrast that to his father, who died and was playing with his grandson in the garden, and it was just, they were different. Different. So why am I bringing this? Why am I talking about this? Listen, there's different ways you can do things. And when it's when I talk about balance, I had to make a decision because, again, I had to figure out who I was years and years and years ago. Do I want to be one of the sharks working as an investment banker on Wall Street and maximize and do all this stuff because I had to keep up with everyone else? Keep up with everyone else around me in regards to money and the things I want to do. I didn't even like these people. I didn't even like my peers. Nah. I had to get out of that business. I wanted to serve people. I wanted to serve people. And that's what I said. Listen, I'm going to help people out. I'm not going this route. You have to figure out who you are. Who you are. To some people out there, it's stuff, it's never enough. And this is, again, this is the same people that can't afford the things that they go out and buy. And then they have them, and then it's still not enough. At what point in time do you want to get off that hamster wheel? At what point in time? Listen, I don't look at it. We don't look at financial planning. We don't look for some sort of happy ending or some sort of end date. We like to live in the present, the here and now. What's happening now? What are my options today? A couple of weeks ago here on the program, I told the story of my son and building sandcastles at the beach. And if not, my amazement, I remember the story from way back when. And building and not caring. The sandcastle was going to get washed away by the beach. He was living in the moment. Your goal, my goal is to try to get across to you. Our job, what we do, is not to maximize your investment returns. We don't do that. Let's talk about the portfolio fire drill. That'd be easier. Be a hell of a lot easier. I want to maximize people's returns. But I say, oh no. Don't go to cash. Don't go for 5 years worth of cash. No. You want to do that? We want to maximize returns. No. We want to maximize your wealth, your experience. Right? The entire process is what matters more than anything else. Everything along the way. There's not an end game to this. It's a process. Anyway, listen, this is what we do. Again, it's really not complicated. It isn't. Everyone else likes to make it complicated. It's not. Get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Take advantage of everything we have there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5980. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has a message for everyone regarding President Trump's new immigration plan.
But this plan is focused on a different part of fixing the immigration system, and we'd like for people to not reject it before they even sit down and really learn about it.
President Trump is set to lay out his immigration plan at the White House just after 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Non-essential American personnel in Iraq are heading home after the Defense Department warned of a possible threat from Iranian-backed forces. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News about the increased tensions between the United States and Iran.
The president shot down the idea we're going to deploy 120,000 people. But removing personnel from embassies and consulates is clearly a serious move by the State Department. They feel the threat.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Three familiar tuna brands are facing allegations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
New lawsuits alleging the top three tuna brands are deceiving consumers into believing their tuna is caught only through dolphin-safe fishing methods. The proposed class actions filed on Monday claim that Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea use fishing techniques that do kill or harm dolphins, and they don't always employ the safer methods used by companies like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. They say it makes the company's dolphin-safe labels false and misleading, violating the laws of several states. Bumblebee and Chicken of the Sea with no immediate comment. Starkist says it doesn't discuss pending litigation.
A Las Vegas woman is facing murder charges after pushing an elderly man off a city bus. Las Vegas police have released a security video from March 21st showing a woman pushing a 74-year-old as he was leaving the bus. He died about a month later, at which point it was ruled a homicide. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to a new report out from LendingTree.com, credit access is often a significant barrier to home ownership. But is buying a home the best choice for everyone? Well, not so fast. That's according to Ramit Sethi. He's author of a new book titled The Second Edition of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I chatted with him about home ownership versus renting.
Yeah, not so fast. That's a classic myth. In America, we hear these things that are almost religious because we just believe them and they're repeated. And that one of those things is you're throwing money away on rent. And I would just ask people who say that, did you throw money away on the dinner that you went out for last night? You know, when you paid for that entree? No. You happily paid money and you got something you valued in return. Same for rent. So it turns out that buying a house as your primary residence is often not the best investment. A lot of times it's a terrible investment. And what I want people to do is to actually factor in all the costs, all the phantom fees that people don't think about, and to run the numbers. And you might discover, as many do, that it's actually better to rent and to take your additional money and to invest it through places like the stock market. It's a very simple way to invest. you can actually make considerably more for many, many people. That's what I want people to do, is to run the numbers themselves.
And in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, it was the Milwaukee Bucks beating the Toronto Raptors. The Bucks lead that series 1-0. Game 2 between the Golden State Warriors and Portland Trailblazers takes place tonight. Golden State is leading that series 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspection.